From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Energy crisis, schmenergy crisis. What we have in this great land of ours is a booze shortage. Or apparently, so believe engineers not at Party U, but at Iowa State University. They're working to purify fuel-grade ethanol into food-grade ethanol. Why, you ask? Easy. Corn. Iowa has lots of it. And corn is where ethanol, aka grain alcohol, generally comes from. Where does it go? Everywhere. Medication, mouthwash, fabric softener, ka-ching. But purification is no cakewalk. It takes many distillations to turn something you put into your car's gas tank into something for your body's tank. To remove the impurities, the researchers plan to bubble ozone gas through the fuel. Since ozone is highly reactive, it easily picks up riffraff molecules in the fuel. They'll also filter ethanol through activated carbon, the stuff in kitty litter and fish tank filters. It attracts and traps stinky compounds. To make sure all the impurities are removed, samples will be tested using a technique to identify chemical compounds and with olfactory equipment to sniff out any errant smells. If all goes well, the technology could lower the cost of fuel alcohol purification to less than a penny a gallon. A penny a gallon. Why drive when you can drink for so much cheaper?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at tiaa-cref.org.